For many, New Year's Eve is one of the best nights of the year. It's a time to be with friends and family. But for lifeguards in Rio de Janeiro, it's the busiest night. NPR's South America correspondent Lourdes Garcia Navarro explains.
As lifeguard Cabo Guido Serafini tells it, the biggest beach party in the world was going on around him, but he was looking at the woman writhing on the sand. She seemed like she was in convulsions, with her eyes rolling back into her head. And she was right on the edge of the water. The sea was rough. He quickly got to work, crouching down to see if he could revive her. Serafini says, and then this man approached me and started telling me off. Please don't touch her, he kept saying. She's in the middle of being possessed by a saint. Serafini had inadvertently interrupted a Candomblé religious ritual in which spirit possession is common. So just another New Year's Eve for the Rio de Janeiro lifeguards? Pretty much, he tells me, crazy things happen to us on the beach, he says laughing. I meet him and some of the other 45-strong lifeguard corps right on the edge of Copacabana Beach, where the group are preparing for the 24 hours ahead. New Year's Eve is the biggest night of the year for Rio's lifeguards. 2 million people descend on the beach to party and watch fireworks, which would be fine if the revelers stayed on the sand. But Rio de Janeiro has some particular rituals that go along with celebrating at midnight. Lifeguard commander Fernando Santos explains people dress in white and toss flowers as offerings into the sea. To bring luck in the coming year, tradition holds you also have to jump over 7 waves. Except people get pretty drunk, he says, and they're full of food. Then they go into the water and some of them pass out. It's not much fun fishing them out, he adds. Santos says he will be on the beach base overseeing operations for 24 hours straight, from dawn to dawn.
Praticamente sem dormir.
Basically without any sleep, he says. You have to have a lot of strength, energy to keep up the work, Santos tells me. Rio's lifeguards are some of the most active in the world, performing dozens of rescues each day. To help them, they have high-tech toys like drones and jet skis. But on New Year's Eve, it's dark and chaotic and crowded. So lifeguard Gustavo Melich says he relies on his sixth sense. Last year, he felt he just had to make one more sweep. All of a sudden, I saw a floating Panama hat, he says. When I grabbed at the hat, I discovered a person face down in the water. He was lucky that I was in the right place at the right time so I could rescue him, he says. Melich and Serafini haven't had a New Year's Eve at home with their families for 6 years, because it's the Corps' busiest night. Melich says, for the most part, they don't mind. Except Serafini says, no one ever really thanks them. Statistics show it's young males who are the ones who most often need to be rescued, and Serafini says they get embarrassed and then they run off after they're fished out of the water. I asked Melich to recount the strangest thing he's seen on the beach. I often see men use their girlfriends as a flotation device, he tells me, when they're drowning, so it's the girl that ends up underwater. Then he adds, I've seen many relationships end right on the beach after a rescue. Not a great way to start the new year. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.
And you're listening to Here and Now.